From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-Syrian government forces have seized the rebel-held neighborhood of Farafra near the old city in the center of Aleppo. It's the last major city in which the opposition has a firm grip. Days of intense fighting followed the collapse of a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire earlier this month, lasting just about a week. David Lesh is a Syria analyst at Trinity College in Texas.
The Syrian government and the Russians seem to have recognized early that the U.S.-Russian agreement really had very little chance of being successful in terms of a cessation of hostilities. And so they've prepared to engage in another offensive in Aleppo.
Washington and Moscow have held no talks on further diplomatic efforts. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Secretary of State John Kerry needs some measures offered by both Russia and Syria that changed the reality on the ground.
What's happening in Aleppo is unacceptable. We recognize that the cessation of hostilities is badly weakened and that we need to see proposals going forward on how to resuscitate this cessation of hostilities. And what the secretary talked about was reestablishing credibility in the process.
Reuters quotes a senior rebel official as saying pro-government forces are mobilizing near the rebel-held Sheikh Said district of Aleppo on the southern outskirts. The fall of the rebel-held part of the city would be viewed as a major victory for the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. War crimes judges at The Hague Tuesday sentenced former Islamist rebel Ahmed el-Faqi el-Mahdi to 9 years in prison for damaging or destroying 10 14th-century mausoleums and religious sites in Mali. It's the first such international case involving destruction of heritage sites in 2012 during the African country's coup, taken advantage of by al-Qaeda jihadists. This is VOA News. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres has died at age 93 after suffering a major stroke 2 weeks ago. Peres, the last of the so-called founding fathers of the State of Israel, having had a public career that spanned 70 years. Joseph Olmert, a political science professor at the University of South Carolina, said Mr. Peres, originally a hawk, tempered his views later in life, despite changing Israeli attitudes towards peace.
Part of it may have had to do with the fact that in his lifetime, there was the big, political change in Israel, you know, the demographic change, which led the Israeli public opinion from left to right. And he was left on the left side of politics.
Peres was co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in 1994 for efforts at forging peace with Palestinians. President Obama, in a statement, praised Peres for never giving up on the possibility of peace. Somali radio journalist Abdelaziz Ali Haji, who worked for the Shebelle radio station in Mogadishu, was shot dead Tuesday by unknown gunmen. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Haji, the 13th employee of the Shebelle radio, killed since 2007. 11 were gunned down, while two others died in al-Shabaab suicide attacks. The two major presidential candidates were back on the campaign trail in the U.S. Tuesday, 6 weeks before the November 8th election, and a day after their first televised debate viewed by more than 80 million people. Hillary Clinton met with supporters in North Carolina, while Republican Donald Trump addressed thousands in Melbourne, Florida.
For 90 minutes, I watched her very carefully, and I was also holding back. I didn't want to do anything to embarrass her. But I watched her, and she was stuck in the past.
In North Carolina, Clinton attacked Trump for being, in her words, dangerously incoherent and not releasing his tax returns. Both states, North Carolina and Florida, consider crucial to victory for both candidates. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has canceled his appearance in November at a regional summit in Pakistan, reflecting heightened tensions over an uptick in violence in Kashmir. India blamed Islamabad for allowing militants to attack an Indian army post earlier this month that killed 18 soldiers and the four attackers. Pakistan denies any involvement. A top U.S. official told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday the Obama administration plans to speed up deployment of the THAAD anti-missile system in South Korea to blunt the growing North Korean nuclear and missile threat. Assistant Secretary of State Daniel Russell said he believes South Korea is firmly committed to deployment of the system despite Chinese opposition. President Obama Tuesday nominated career diplomat Jeffrey De Laurentiis to be the first U.S. ambassador to Cuba in more than five decades. He served as the top diplomat in Cuba since relations with Havana were restored last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.